Psachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, 6:1, new Perek, and we are now going to talk about the relationship between the processing of the Korban Pesach and Shabbos. So we already said back in Mishnah Ches of the previous Perek that the basic procedure that was described over there was carried out whether it was a weekday or Shabbos. Our Mishnah will now elaborate further on precisely which parts of the Korban Pesach may be done on Shabbos. They're Doche Shabbos, they supersede Shabbos, and which parts not. The basis of the Korban Pesach superseding Shabbos in general is that the verse refers to the Korban Pesach as having to be done b'mo'ado, as the pasuk says in Bamidbar, v'yasu v'nei Yisrael es ha-pesach b'mo'ado, they'll do it in its appointed time, and a similar word of b'mo'ado is used referring to the Korban Hatamid, the daily offering, brought morning and afternoon, as the pasuk says, Tishmaru lahakriv li b'mo'ado, be careful to offer it to me in its proper time. And the Gezeirah Shavah connects the two, that just the same way the daily offering, the Tamid, is offered every day and processed even on Shabbos as a regular weekday, so too the Korban Pesach, which must be offered on the 14th of Nisan, has to be done even if it is a Shabbos. So the Mishnah is now itemizing the specific steps, and it says, Eilu devarim b'pesach. The following items are steps in the processing of the offering of the Korban Pesach that are dochenes haShabbos, that supersede the halachas of Shabbos. First of all, shchitaso, the actual slaughtering of the animal. Don't forget that shchita is one of the filamitas malachas, so it'd be isur d'oraisa to shecht an animal. Nevertheless, the Korban Pesach may be shechted on Shabbos. Vizrikas damo, the application of the blood. According to Rashi, this is just part of the, dragged along as part of the procedure, but wouldn't be aser medurabanan even, meaning it would be mutter to apply the blood. Others, however, learn that the application of the blood is something that would be aser medurabanan in as much as it resembles tikkun mana, like fixing something. Kind of the same way we have learned in previous mesechtas how you can't take your trumas amaisras, the different tithes that come from agricultural produce, can't be removed on Shabbos because you're sort of fixing the food to make it edible. So too, the application of the blood is the matir, it's the event which renders permissible the consumption of the korban. And the truth is there are two players in the consumption of the korban. There's the consumption that Hashem does, as it were, with the haktara, the offering of the emurim, and there's the consumption that the Bailim, whoever owned the Korban does, or the Kohanim will do, and other Korbanos, not in the case of the Korban Pesach. So the Matir, the thing which allows that to happen, is the application of the blood, and therefore the blood application resembles like fixing something and making it from inedible to edible, and therefore you might think it's Asur Medurabanan, or maybe Asur Medurabanan, but on the case of the Korban Pesach and that lands on Erev Pesach lands on Shabbos, we do the application of the blood anyways, because no choice in the matter, because it has to be done b'mo ado. Umichui kravav, the scraping out, the cleaning out of the intestines. Remember, the intestines are actually going to be roasted with the Korban Pesach. More about that later on. But the point is, we're going to eat them. And excuse me. Remember what intestines are, right? Intestines are the place where the excrement of the animal gathers and is expelled. So when you shecht an animal, a ruminant certainly, there's going to be likely to be a lot of excrement in those intestines, and those will of course spoil and go bad and make the whole animal smell, etc. It's not appropriate in terms of the covet of the korban, the honor for the sacrifice, and therefore we're going to get rid of this excrement by scraping out the intestines. Normally scraping out intestines would be a malach of dash, or at least with a rabban usher because of dash. Disha, threshing, is removing the wheat from the chaff, so the concept is taking something out of its moorings, out of its, you know, container, and that's the case here also, the same way the Rambam learns that, you know, bloodletting or donating blood would be a mulach of dash, you're extracting the blood out from the veins, if you will. So here too, you're extracting out the excrement from the intestines, which would be at least medurabanan usur, because you don't want the excrement, but medurabanan, it's usur because of dash, but it's permitted on Shabbos, in the case of the Korban Pesach, for the sake of the honor of the offering. The hekter chalavav, same goes with the offering, meaning the burning of the emurim. Chalavav here literally means the those forbidden fats, which is the chalav is a good part of the emurim. We said also it comes to include the kidneys and part of the liver. and those are also included. Those must be burned on Shabbos. Now, the truth is, b'di'eved, if after the fact, if you offered those emurim after Shabbos, everything would still be okay after the fact. But l'charchila, ideally, one should offer them on the day that the animal is slaughtered, meaning on Shabbos in this case, and therefore we will be doing the haktara, the burning to make smoke of the innards, the sacrificial parts, on Shabbos, even though it would normally be usur, because you can't cook things and burn things, etc. Aval, however, tsliyaso, the actual roasting of the Korban Pesach, which is a mitzvah to itself, but it certainly could be done after Shabbos, and doesn't need to be done on the 14th at all, that is forbidden. That would be considered like a told of bishul of cooking. Can't do that on Shabbos. Vahadachas kravav, the rinsing out of the intestines. So it was the cleaning of the intestines has two parts. There's the mechanical kind of scraping or squeezing to get out most of the excrement, but then there'll be some left on the inside of the walls of the intestines that has to be cleaned out properly. That requires like rinsing, like water rinsing, and that can be pushed off till after Shabbos because it's such a small amount and won't cause the smell, etc., to the animal and make it spoil. So therefore, hadachas kravav, the rinsing out to fully clean the intestines, einan dochen es Shabbos, those meaning the hadachah as well as the cooking of the Korban Pesach, don't supersede Shabbos. Instead, they must be done on Motzei Shabbos afterwards. Now, we'll have a few things here, which, according to the Bar Tanur, are asar midirabanan. I'm going to say they're also forbidden for the Pesach because they could have been done beforehand. The first is harkavaso, the bringing in of the animal on one's shoulders. So, according to Bar Tanur, this would be asar midirabanan. He isn't going on the fact that Jerusalem is probably a place you can't carry only asar midirabanan because perhaps doesn't hold that. And also there could be even, Rosh Hashanah, like a freeway, so to speak, right outside the walls of Jerusalem. But he focuses on the fact that there is a shita in the Tanaim that chai noses atmo, a living creature carries its own weight in part because it shifts its weight as it's being born and that carried. And that being the case, the person who's carrying the animal isn't doing a whole malacha. He's doing part of the malacha. Part of the malacha is being done by the living creature, and therefore it becomes only an iser midirabanan, not a full iser deraisa. The truth is that the halacha is not like this. The halacha is we say chai noses atzmo, the living creature does help carry itself, but only if it's a human being who's conscious about shifting his weight to sort of help himself being carried. Whereas an animal, certainly not. An animal may actually make things much harder to carry by shifting its weight in the inconvenient way. Therefore, although lahalacha, we don't say chai noses atzmo when it comes to animals, the Mishnah here and our Tana is saying that, at least according to the Bar Tanur, and because he wants to have an asar midirabanan, as you'll see why soon. Second of all, v'havasu mechutz l'tchum, bringing in of the animal from beyond the tchum. We just learned Maseches Erevin, you recall that you can't go beyond, let's say, 2,000 amos beyond your home on Shabbos. Carrying beyond that point would be asar. Although there is a shita, Rabbi Akiva, that it's Isra Doraisa, we're talking about Isra Durabun here, we're going that approach. So, Midurabun, you can't bring animals from beyond 2,000 amos from home, wherever they were, as Shabbos came in, or that's defined. So, bringing that on Shabbos also is Asa Midurabunan. And finally, Vachatichas Yabalto, a Yabelet is a wart, and it's a mum, it's a blemish, which renders a offering non-offerable. So if the Korban Pesach shows up and it has a yabelet on it, you can't bring it. You have to first remove the yabelet. Now, removing the yabelet on Shabbos would be aser, because of the malach of gozes. Gozes, cutting a part off a living animal, like cutting one's hair, shearing a sheep, etc. Comes gozes. The pashtus is gozes has two guises. One guise is removal of the hair because you want the hair. One guise is like removing of the hair because you want to improve the pelt. So here it would be taking a similar form of removing the abelet, the wart, to improve the offering, the animal. So it shouldn't be a balmum, shouldn't have a blemish. That would be aser midoraisa. But the Bar Tanur understands here, we're not talking about the doraisa version. We're talking about, let's say, if you use your fingernails to rip off the wart, so then you're only now in durabunin territory because you're not using a scissors or scalpel, which would be the normal way to do it. It's only an abnormal way, and therefore it's durabunin. But in all those cases, even though they're usher just midirabanan, you cannot do them on Shabbos to enable yourself to bring in Korban Pesach because you could have done them before Shabbos. And that's where the Mishnah says, ein dochen es Shabbos, those kinds of things do not supersede the Hilchos Shabbos. You can't do them on Shabbos. even if it means you won't be able to bring your korban Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Dochen. Rabbi Eliezer holds, and this is a shita in general, that we learned back in the 19th parak of Shabbos, if you have a mitzvah to do, and the mitzvah is permitted on Shabbos, the mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, so then all the hechsher mitzvah, all the preparatory acts that will lead up to enabling you to do the mitzvah, even if you're talking about far back in the chain of events, all those things are permitted to be done. In other words, the classic case over there in the 19th parak of Shabbos is to do a bris milah on Shabbos, which is permitted. You can start chopping down trees to make charcoal, to forge iron, to get a knife, to do the bris, etc. All that's going to be okay, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Chacham disagree with that, and here you see that sheet again, that anything that could be done before Shabbos, which is the klal that Rabbi Akiva puts forth on Shabbos, and again here in our Masechta, in the next Mishnah, anything that could be done before Shabbos must be done before Shabbos. Anything that can't be done before Shabbos is permitted to be done on Shabbos if it's for the sake of the mitzvah. And more on this discussion in the next Mishnah.